Okay, Erev Tov, everyone's fasting well. We're learning Yuma Daf Ayin Vav Amad Aleph. Yuma Ayin Vav Amad Aleph. Quickly to review, Ayin Him Beis, of course, that was a guy that said very much about the Man. We're continuing on that topic about the Man. Just to go over some of the ideas we spoke about. First of all, he said the chilik between Klai Yisrael eating, asking for meat versus asking for lechem. Lechem, they ask Kahagin, and therefore they receive the Kahagin, which means they receive in the morning with plenty of time to prepare it for that day. Whereas the meat they receive later in the day, it takes a while to prepare meat, and therefore it wasn't ready to eat till, you know, until the next day. The Mar discussed what that was saying, the Eshleg Hag, and therefore they weren't able to eat it by night, but it sounds like the time to eat it at night. We said earlier, the time to eat your meal is by day. We said from Abaye one blood ago, that the time to eat is by day. The Mar says, no, the main point is to see your food. In order to enjoy the food properly, you want to see the food, but not as long as you have candles, lights, Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, and you can see the food, then it's going to be okay. Then we pointed out that the Basa was still between their teeth, and then they were punished by the Mesayinim. They were punished and they died. But yet the Pasuk says they died a month later. Which one was it? So the Beinanim, who weren't the worst Avera, they died right away. There was Zeichat not to suffer. Whereas the ones that were worse, the Rishonim, they suffered for a month. They only died a month later. Then we had different taiches in the word. It says Vayishchatu, right? It talks about the Shchita of the Slav, Vayishchatu, but we gave a couple of different Pshatim in the word Vayishchatu or the word Shatayach. First of all, Vayishchatu, they tie in the first time, which Yislakish says, it means don't read Vayishchatu, rather read it that there was, Klal Yisrael was deserving, well, he actually says, Seineim Shei Yisrael, the enemies of Klal Yisrael, which we said is, of course, a euphemism of Klal Yisrael, and the same Lashon is actually found in the Megillah, on Purim, in Masechet Megillah, the Gabi Klal Yisrael by the going to Achashverosh's party and bowing down to Haman's Avodah Zarah. Same lashon is found of Seinam was Chayiv Kalya. Here we said they were Chayiv Shchita for their behavior. Another Bashat in Shatayach was not so much that they were Chayiv Shchita. We know there was Shchita there. Birds need Shchita. It's not a Chiddush. Rather, what it means is there were layers of Slav. They were blessed with lots of Slav. Layers of Slav. We discussed that the man was called Lechem, called Shemen, and called Vash. And we said it's because it depends for whom. For the regular people, most people was lechem. For the elders, it was better for them to be more like a shemen. And for the young children, it was better to be sweet like honey. And then we spoke about this love being good for tzaddikim, but being a thorn for the rishayim. And we spoke of some certain amram that was zeichet to slav, even in times of the gemara, there was zeichet to slav, finding slav in there, either in their woodshed or in their wine storage. And we spoke about Rava, who was the son-in-law of Chizda, that on the day that Rav Chizda died, the Slav used to get Slav every day from the sharecropper. On the day Rav Chizda died, he didn't get the Slav. And we said, Tupshatam, either because, I mean, the simple reading of the Gemara is that he was getting in the merit of Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda died, so he no longer got it, which would mean he no longer got it forever. Or we spoke at a Chapshat from the, I think, Tayseh Kippurim, that on the day a person's Rebbe dies, they don't eat meat, and therefore it was Dafka that day in particular. And then we spoke about the Tal being on both below and on top of the man. The man was surrounded by tal, like in a kupsa, and we said that's actually where it comes from, the anaga, to have our lecha mishnah on Shabbos, both covered top and bottom, with a cover on top and a base on bottom. Of course, everyone knows you cover it also because of the wine, also because of the wine, but one of the reasons why you cover it is actually because of this gemara, because of being surrounded both on top and on bottom. And then the last topic we spoke of yesterday was the lechem abirim. This bread was called lechem abirim. Abirim typically means the abirim are the mighty ones, like the avos are often referred to as abirim. So Rabbi Kiva Taka says lechem abirim means lechem malachim. We ate lechem malachim. Man was like lechem malachim. Bishmol says, malachim don't eat. What do you mean lechem malachim? Malachim don't eat. And therefore Bishmol explains that what does it mean? It's lechem that gets fully absorbed in the body. The 248 avarma of the person absorb it, and there's no excrement, there's no excess, there's no waste. A person doesn't have to go to the washroom. The psukim about having a shovel in the midbirth says having a shovel. That was for the answer we gave. We're going to have a similar answer today. The answer we gave yesterday was for foods that came from Umas Island. They sold them some food, so those foods caused them to go to the washroom. The Mar then brings it to that, no, even those foods, the man was so powerful, not only was it fully clean itself, it would cleanse those foods, and the person didn't have to go to the washroom. Rather, why was there a yesed? That was because after Klai Yisrael complained and said, we don't want to be like malachim. It's too hard. We want to be like humans. We're too scared that all this food going into our body not coming out. We're too scared of the ramifications. So Kash Baruch Hu said, I want you to be like malachim, but you're not ready to be that way. And therefore now, the man started producing waste, and they needed the shovel. That's when the shovel is relevant in the midbash. So let's pick it up from Vatan of Shenu Yuvesha Enkel, right at the bottom of Ayin Ham and Beis, right towards the bottom of the page. The last Gemara actually that we just didn't go over outside was the distance they had to walk, now they had to go to the washroom, now that they're no longer treated like malachim, they had to go out of the machana, and they wouldn't want to go in front of the machana, because maybe that's going to be the place they travel the next day, so they'd go to the back of the machana, so the distance of one end to the end of the machana, three parasayas, some people going from the beginning to end would have to walk three parasayas to go to the washroom, and that's all because they complained about the status. So let's pick it up from where, in middle weeks, they were complaining. Four lines up from the bottom of the page, end of the line. Vatan of Sheni Yivesha, our nefesh is dry. Ein kol. Amru, what were they saying? This mun is eventually going to cause our stomach to explode. You have someone that's born to a woman, basically a human, that takes in and doesn't give out. It's a matter of time till we're going to explode. They couldn't fathom that the miracle would keep happening. And this is actually a point that we touched on a couple of lot ago, that Klal Yisrael, we call the mun itself was Vayancha Ve'erivecha. It was an inui. Why is it an inui? It's a bracha to have man. The answer we spoke at was because one of the pshatim said was because they were nervous every day. They were nervous about not having man. The next day, every day, they're concerned the man's going to be up again. Every day, they're concerned that today they have man, but tomorrow they didn't have what we call paspasale. So that was a concern. On the other hand, they had seen direct miracles, direct nisa from God's brachos. You'd say, wouldn't that be the easiest madriga of Amunah? So I once heard a pshat. Actually, my brother-in-law, years ago, it's from my brother-in-law from Meir Shiva, Dani, yes. So he said a pshat, going through those parashas, said that Klal Yisrael consistently had a complaint that they didn't want to live anisim. And maybe that itself is a concern of lack of Amunah, because really, everything's a nace, everything comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. But they didn't want to live anisim because the concern is, the nace could fit, a person at least feels, or Klal Yisrael felt, a nace could stop much faster. Teva's teva. So as long as it's working with the teva, the assumption is there's an inertia, it'll keep going. But once something's working with the nace, so even the Eretz Zavos Chol V'Dvash, they didn't want things to be out of nature. They wanted to go back, when they kept complaining, go back to Mitzrayim. It wasn't so much that they missed Mitzrayim, they didn't forget about this, the Sheba and the Vaida. They just wanted to go back to living within Teva. They didn't want to live in this matzav of nace. That fits very well with this Gemara, the Gemara Kalabadago, with the idea of the mun being like a challenge, as opposed to like, it's so obvious, because Baruch Hu just drops mun every day. That's the most obvious clear bracha. You think that we'd be comfortable and confident, yet they were for them it was a bayanach ve'erivecha. It's just an expression of a human. Do you ever find any humans, and the truth is the same thing for animals, do you ever find any living creation that doesn't excrete? Of course they do. It's just an expression. When they said these words in front of Bishmol, Amalem al tikri abirim, he said, again, this is really just a different version of what we quoted, we spoke it outside, we read it yesterday inside, from that machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel Bikiva. He had just a different version of that conversation, but the same general idea. Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Kiva, al tikri abirim, don't read it abirim as if it's malachim, like Rabbi Kiva is saying, el evarim, it means evarim. Davish nevav mamasayim v'arba v'shmoyin evarim, it's something which gets swallowed up in the 248 evarim of a person. And that's lechem abirim. Elamonim mikayim. But then you back to the question: v'yasa tielecha alaznecha. On top of your weapons, have a shovel. Shovel's there for covering up the waste. What do you need it for if they didn't have waste? Again, the foods that came from overseas, those foods that were not man, foods that came from elsewhere, that required that caused them to have waste, and that required to be covered up. Davar acher. Another pshat in the pasuk lechem abirim. Again, this pasuk lechem abirim is in Tehillim. Ayin Ches. Lechem Abirim Achlish. Pasuk says Lechem Abirim Achlish. The Ish Lechem Abirim. Top of Ayin Vavon Alf. Zeh Yeshua. Shiard Leiman Keneged Kol Yisrael. This is Yeshua who is Zeichet to Man Keneged Kol Yisrael. Now the simple text means he was Zeichet an amount of Man Keneged Kol Yisrael. The Yeshua is standing on the other side of the mountain, so we understand that he needed Man to come to him directly. But the amount equal to the rest of Kol Yisrael is a Chiddush. Why do you need so much? Well, so let's see the Gemara. Ksiv Hacha. How do you know it's referring to Yeshua B'chlal? Lechem Abirim Achlu Ish. How do you know Ish is Yeshua? Because it says over here Ish. Ksiv Hacha Ish. And the Pasuk says over here Ish. Ksiv Hacha Ish. It says over there by Yeshua. Kach Lechas Yeshua Benun Ish Asher Ruach Bay. Kach Baruch Hu Tal Maisha. Take Yeshua Benun Ish. Asher Ruach Bay. So Ish must be referring to Yeshua. Ask the Gemara the question. It says Ish about Maisha Bein himself. Ve'im Maisha Chsiv. Ve'ish Maisha Anavai. It says Ha'ish Maisha Anavai. It says Ish by Maisha Bein also. Maybe it's referring to the man falling equally from Maisha as the rest of Klai. So not Yeshua. Answers the Gemara. Done an Ish Me'ish. Ve'ein done an Ish Me've'ha'ish. By Maisha Bein it says Ve'ha'ish. By Yeshua it says Ish. And by the Pasuk of Lechem Abirim it says Ish. We compare Ish to Ish and not to Ve'ha'ish. Famous Klal, and comes up in Shas many times, that when it comes to a Gzer Shava, we're not so makban of the words being exact. And not only the words have to be exact, meaning it could be different different tenses of the same word. It could actually be different words. B'shava Kayin, Uboa Kayin. The Kayin returns, the Kayin comes. We say you can make Gzer Shava from those words even though they're different. But the more ask Shas, the more ask Seder, that sometimes we'd rather make a drasha from two words that are similar and not something that's different. The Mara says, what do you mean? I b'shava Kayin, Uboa Kayin. We're okay to make a drasha from something that's different. And the Mara says, but the Dami Latfei, when you have something which is more comparable, you always use that. So over here, Yeshua, exactly, Ish, is no, but ish is more comparable than vil ish to ish. So you're right. So enachami, if we didn't have a pasuk of ish by Yeshua, we'd compare vil ish of Moshe to this pasuk in Dilim. But because you have ish, which is exactly the same, you always go with the one that's more comparable. Now, what's this pshat that it fell man for Yeshua, like the rest of Christ? So Marsha says that we have to appreciate man is a spiritual thing. Man just wasn't just physical. Obviously, it was there to feed them, to nourish them. It also had some ruchniistic element. It means Yeshua got the ruchnius element of man. Can I get Klal Yisrael? That's what he received. That is how the Marsha explains this. Other explain different. Other explain it doesn't mean it fell the same amount. It just means that just like the man fell where Klal Yisrael was, where Yeshua was outside the machane, it fell for him privately. That itself was a nes. It just means it fell for him like it fell for Klal Yisrael, but about the amount wasn't the same. That's what others learn. Okay. Says the Marfer, the Shal Tamid Rabbi Shimon Michai, the Tamid Mes Shimon Michai, May Matli Yard Lehman Pamachas Bashana. Why did the man not come down one day a year? Which is really the opposite of the concept we brought up before of having to be struggling for it every day, which is what the Gemara is going to answer. Why the manak fall once a year? Now, why once a year? So the first one was discussed that maybe once a year is corresponding like the harvest season is once a year, so maybe the man should fall once a year. So the Gemara is going to give a couple of answers. Answer number one. Shem Yechai says, I'll give you a mashal, why this is. You have a king, Basav Adam, who has one son. If he gives him an allowance once a year, you know often the son's going to visit the king? Once a year. Very good. He can only come visit his father once a year. The limit test usually of how well your child is doing in camp is how often he calls you. Right? If they, which is not the end of the world, but if they call you every day, that means they're not doing so well. And if they're doing great, that means they barely call you, which is exactly this. You only come visit the king once a year. So the king said, I'm going to give him Mazinus just day by day, daily allowance. He's come visit his father every day. Af Yisrael. A person has 4 or 5 sons. I guess that brings out the point more with the sons than with the person himself. If he has 4 or 5 sons, he's worried about his children. What do they need tomorrow? He'd be worrying every day. Maybe man's not coming tomorrow. Every day it's a nace. Man falls from Shemayim. You never get used to that. Every day it's a nace. Maybe it's not going to fall tomorrow. All my children, Khalil, the guy's nervous, are going to die. This caused everyone to have their hearts, Shemayim, Yerushemayim. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it every day as opposed to once a year, which is the explanation of not having Pas Pasali. That's the benefit, so to speak, of the opposite of Pas Pasali. Davar Acher, another pshat is simply the next two pshatim are going to be simply practical. In order that it should fall down, apparently it fell down and it was warm. And in order that it should get it warm, if it was full once a year, it wouldn't remain warm. Apparently that the special nace that we spoke about earlier in the Masechta by the Lechem HaPanim, that it remains Ruchibasim Lefnei HaMakam, that the Si Yechib in front of the Makam, that the Lechem HaPanim remained warm, piping like smoking hot week to week. Apparently to have all the month full once a year, remain hot, was a... would be an additional nace that wasn't warranted. So like this, every day it fell down and came down warm. Davracha, another pshat, may masve aderech, because of the schlepping. They were traveling through the midbar from place to place. They're going to schlep a year's worth of provisions. You know, you go on a trip for a couple of days, half the car is full of food, right? So you're going to schlep all the food for the year. It just wasn't practical. That's why it came down day by day. Says the Gemara further, kvar hayu Reb Tarfon, Reb Shmuel v'Zakenim, Reb Tarfon, Reb Shmuel, and the Zakenim, yesh v'maiskim parshas man. They were sitting and discussing parshas haman. They were saying the sugya of Parshas Haman. By the way, of course, it's in the Siddur every day after Shacharis to say Parshas Haman. And the idea really being this concept of reminding ourselves every day where Parnassah comes from. Rabbi Lazar Amayda B'yesh B'neim. Rabbi Lazar Amayda was sitting amongst them. Then Rabbi Lazar Amayda got up and said, Vamar, Man Shir Adam Yisrael HaYigavay Shishim Amma. The man that fell down for Klal Yisrael was 60 Ammas high. Apparently the daily man reached 60 Ammas in height. It's very extremely high, somewhere between we'll call it 90 and 120 feet high. Amaleir Rabbi Tarfon, Maidoi, till when are you going to gather words and bring it to us? The first one explained with this interesting lashon. You're going to gather words and bring it to us. Ben Yad has as a chap pshat that this Rabbi Lazar Maidoi would gather different members and put them together and come up with an eitz over here. He gathered, I forgot the exact cheshbon, but he gathered the different drushas that we had till now and came up with a gematria that led it to be 60 amas high. Okay, so Amar Lais, the response was, Rabbi Mikra Nidash. Rabbi Lazar Maidoi says, Rabbi, I dash in the pasuk. There's not some gathering. This is a pasuk dash. What's the pasuk? Chamesh Yisrael Malam Gavramayim V'Chos Aharim. What's this? This is a pasuk by Nayach, by the parsha of the Mabel. 15 amas higher than the waters were gaver over the mountains. By the Mabel, it was 15 amas above the mountains. But yet it says, V'chamesh Esrei Amma Be'emek, V'chamesh Esrei Beharim. Is it going to be 15 amas above the mountains and 15 amas above the ground? We know water levels out. Water doesn't just, it doesn't say solid. It levels out. So if it's 15 amos above the ground, it wouldn't be 15 amos above the mountains, and vice versa. Does the water create walls, like going like levels? Furthermore, Teva Echazagi, had the Teva get up from the ground up to the top of the mountains, even if somehow the water made walls. The Teva's not scaling those walls. Ella, Nifku Kol Minas Tehim Rabba. What happened was, first in the waters of the Tehim, of the depth, from the ground, burst forward. The drainage was terrible. It burst forward and it caused a flooding upwards. Adash Shumai B'tar B'haditura, until an entire lower level became full of water up to the mountaintop. And the Vahadar Chamish Meis Amma Mamala Kavramayim. And then the 15 Amas of rain that came down from Shemayim, that caused it to be 15 Amas above the mountaintops. So the water from the bottom came upwards, and then you have the 15 Amas above the mountain coming from the sky. Now, the Chiezi, Rabbi Elazar ben Deis, is continuing his source that it was 60 amas high when we talk about the mud. The Chiezi mid the meruba, what's the greater measure? Mid the taiva, mid the pranis. What's greater, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu bestows goodness or when he gives retribution? Mid the taiva, mid the pranis. Avad havi amir mid the taiva, meruba mid the pranis. We know mid the taiva is greater than mid the pranis. We know famously, right? The mid the taiva, the ratio actually we always say is 500 to 1. Why? Because by the good it talks about 2,000 generations, whereas by the bad it speaks about 4 generations. So it's a 500 to 1 ratio. Okay, that's not going to be the ratio over here. But the point is, we know it's at least equal. That's the point he's bringing. Okay. Says by the Mabel, the windows of the Shemayim were opened. And by the Tevu, by the Man, what does it say? The Dalsei Shemayim, the doors of Shemayim, Psach opened up. Man Lechol, V'dagan Shemayim, Naslamai. It opened up the doors of Shemayim and it rained upon the Man for them to eat and grain from Shemayim. But the point is, by the Mabel, it was windows in the Shemayim, and by the Man, it was doors in Shemayim. Kama Arubas Yesh Bedelos, this is just a historical fact that the Derech used to be. How many windows per door? Arba Arba. It was 4 windows per door. Harei Kan Shemayim. So if I have 2 doors, I have 8 windows. I have 8 windows, right? That's the equivalent of 8 windows. Now, let's go back to the Man for a second. The Mabel. The Mabel had Arubas Yesh Shemayim, 2 windows. So there's 2 windows flooding with 15 amas of water. And now we have the equivalent of 8 windows, right? 4 times that, with the Man coming out. The Dalsei is twice the size, is 4 times the size. So if you do the math, simply 4 times 15 is 60. If it was 15 amas worth of water, I mean, the Gemara can ask obvious questions, but doesn't ask this one. You could say that Man, yeah, that water flows out faster than Man, and maybe different amounts. The Gemara is going to ask similar but different questions. But right now, that's what Lazma does drasha, that it was 60 amas high. Tanya. We have a different opinion of Bryce. Isbin Yudah Emer, Manche Adam Yisrael, Ayimaskaver, Vaila, it would get higher and higher. Acharoin, I say, Komalche Mizrach Mariv. You know how I got? It got so high that the kingdoms to the east and west of Kal Yisrael were able to see a Shnemer. We say in Mizmor David, Tarech Lefanei, Shulchan Etzer. This is in Chaf Gimel, right? Kapitel Chaf Gimel. This is, it says, Tarech Lefanei Shulchan, Neged Tzarek, corresponding to my enemies. That means the enemies saw the Shulchan set up. They saw the Man that rose up. Kaiser Vay, Amar Baye. So Abaye explains, what's once we're on that Pasuk, what's Kaiser Vay? My cup overflows. Amar Baye, Shpamina, Kasa de David, La Almadasi. The Kais of David Melch in the next world is Masan V'esrim V'chad Lugam Machsek. It's going to hold an equivalent of 201 lugim. How do you get 201 lugim? Gematria. Shnemar kaisi revaya, the gematria of the word revaya. Revaya, but gematria hachyavi, the gematria revaya is 201. So therefore we know it's going to be 221. 221 lugim, right? Ratio is 200, vav is 6, yud is 10, and he is 5. 5, 6, 11, 10 is 21, plus 200 is 221. Now, it's interesting, how do you know it's lugim? The first one is, gosh, I know it's lugim, I think the I want to say it's Tesis Shanim. One of the first asked the question, I know it's Lugim, and they suggest that, you know, it's Lugim because the smallest, you know, Tefasta, Mubilei Tefasta, the smallest shear we find in the Torah is a shear of Lugim. The smallest shear we find in the Torah is a shear of Lugim. Others want to say that we're talking about Kaisi Revaya. It sounds similar to the amount of what was used for, like, an anointing, and over there it's talking about wine, but amount of anointing, or even amount of wine used for libations, and typically a Lug was a standard, was a shear, the smallest shear that was used. Okay.
What
does
this mean?
This is David Amelch, Asad Lavei. I mean, we discussed in the past the idea of having a kais. They're going to all discuss who gets to bench over there, right? You know, each one said why they can't bench. Yeah, so it's talking about Lasalavi. It's talking about Lasalavi. The Alma Dasi in the world to come, yeah. Lasalavi. Okay, but the Gemara goes back to our Cheshbon with our 15 amas, I should say, of Mayim by the Mabel, and 60 amas of Mun by 60 amas height of Mun, because it was 4 to 1 ratio. Ask the Gemara, Holy Damya. How could you compare? Hasam Bar Binyamin, over there was over 40 days the rain fell. Hacha B'chad Shaita, the month falls once a day. Hasam Kuli Alman, over there was for the whole world. Hachli Sol Chudei, over there the rain was covering the whole world. Here it's just covering Klai Yisrael. So those are supposed to go back and forth. The fact that it was 40 days versus one is all the more reason why 15 is, you can't do 15 times four because it was over 40 days. It's much less. On the flip side, over here, it's all concentrated to one spot, to Klai Yisrael. Maybe it's much more as opposed to that which was across the whole world. The Nafesh Tvei, therefore, maybe it should be much more man. So, at the end of the day, the numbers shouldn't equate. Mar says, you're right, it's based on a drasha. Rav Elazar ben Doi, psicha psicha gamer. He had a gzer shava. It's like, I don't know if it's mamish gzer shava. It's like a gzer shava of psicha psicha. The word psicha by the arubis, the shemayim, and by the dlasim, so by the mayim, and by the mun. There was the word psicha, so we say it's a similar, it's going to be similar ratios. So as long as the doors are 4 to 1 of the window, it'll be 4 to 1, the height of the mun towards the, as opposed to the mayim. Okay, back to more regular scheduled program. We had said in the Mishnah that there's 5 inuyim, right? And the 5 inuyim were Isra, Chila, Shsia, washing oneself, anointing oneself, wearing shoes, or Tashmashem and Tashmashemita. Ask the Gemara, Hani Chamish inuyim kenegami. These Chamish inuyim, what are they keneged? Interesting Lashon. Elsewhere the Gemara would say, Menalan. How do we know that there's 5 inuyim? What's the Lashon of kenegami? So Tosafot Shanim says, this is a beautiful rayatar of Machlekes we started discussing right in the beginning of the parak. Are the other 4 inuyim Daraisa, very good, excellent. Daraisa or Dirabanan. If you hold Daraisa, we'd say Menalan. What's the source? And we're going to bring a Pasuk. So it fit very well. But if it's real Daraisa, it should say Menalan. It says, what does it say? Connected me. It says connected me, not Menalan, because it's only an Asmachta. It's not a real Josh. It's Asmachta, and it's not only Dirabanan. With those sheetas, we had Rashi on Shabbat Shabbasan over there on the word Shabbasan back on Daf Ayin. I want to say it's Ayin Dalam Aleph. We had the Taisis we quoted from Ayin Ches. So they all say that's only Dirabanan. The other 4, only Achil Shtiyaz Dereza. The other 4, Inuim Dirabanan. And the Taisis Shanim is saying this Gemara fits with that as well. However, the Rush argues, and the Rush says, no, just because he used the Lashon of Keneged Me, it means we're being a Pasuk. It's Taka Dereza. This Gemara holds that the 4 other Inuim are indeed are Dereza. And there's actually a Gersa in the Yushalmi that says, instead of Keneged Me, it says Menalan. Whatever the Yushalmi equivalent of Menalan is, it says Menalan. Amar Rav Chisda. The 5 inuyim are connected. The 5 times it says inu shibatera. Remember, we quoted a couple of ago. We discussed all the different sources about the isra achila, and we brought 5 different sources like of inu the gabes achila to say it's not just isra karis that's asr to eat, and not just isra chiv misbezden like tevel, not just something which is asr as lav like chazer, not just something which is a mutter to eat, but even a truma which is a mitzvah to eat. All those things are asr to eat on kippur. We brought 5 different drushes and we spoke out because it says the word inu 5 different times. So this man is using it for difference. He's saying the 5 different times is to represent the 5 different types of inuyim, not all within achila, to include the other inuyim as well. So the Gemara now goes through them. It's interesting, the Gemara is not going to bring them in chronological order in the Torah, I'm not sure why, but the Gemara brings the psukim, which is referenced quickly. It says, Gemara, uve'eser, v'achba'eser, shabashabasan, v'shabashabasan, v'yislachem. Those are all 5 different psukim that bring the word inuy, and if we learn out the 5 inuyim, again, machlaik is whether it's derais derban. Ask the Gemara, bam kasha, if you count the Mishnah's list, it's not 5, it's 6. It's 6. Eating, drinking, very good. Hani chamisha avi luchayra. Why are you saying you only have 5 psukim? Fanat shita tam. We have a mishnah 6 because we counted achilas shtiyah separate. Like Joel just essentially answered the Gemara's question. Very good. Answer the Gemara shtiyah b'chal achila. Exactly like you say that drinking is b'chal achila. By the way, in the yeshiva it works out very well in the schools because the kids come home when they're very young in school and they learn about the 5 inuyim. So the teachers just teach achila, shtiyah, shoes, Sicha and Rechitza, and they just leave out Tashmash Shemitah because you know, you'll be busy explaining to a 7-year-old or a 6-year-old or a 9-year-old, right? So therefore, they go with those 5. It works out very well. But that's not the mice, that's not the truth. So the reality is we have 6. The answer is Shasiyah is Bechlal Achila. Damar Shlokh says, Menayin, how do we know that Shasiyah is Bechlal Asiyah, says Gemara? Menayin to the Shasiyah, Shasiyah Bechlal Achila, Vechalta Vehashem Akecha, Shenemar, Vechalta Vehashem Akecha, this is by Meiser, Meiser Ganchas Reshim Vetzrech, supposed to be Meiser Shani in Yushalayim, and it says over there eating, and what's included there? Tirish is included. Tirish chavitzarecha. Tirish is wine. Tirish chamru v'kakar levachalta. Tirish is wine, and yet says vachalta is the charaya that we include in achila. It includes shasiyah. Gemara has questions on this. I don't want to run through this. Well, I'm going to go over it again in the morning, so it'll be on the recording. But one very interesting conversation, I should reference it, is relevant to today. Today's a fast day. One very interesting reference is Rabbi Zilbashay Shlita has a chakira. Now that we're saying that achila shasiyah is b'chal achila, so we know if a person accepts on himself the inuyim, the Chamish Inuyim, he accepts on himself, Kippur, he's supposed to be Taisa and Kippur, or even on Tisha B'Av. Let's say a person accepts on himself early the fast. So if he says, if the halacha is, Mishmur brings, if a person accepts on himself the Inuyim, then he's got to keep them all. What if he's wearing shoes when he accepts the Inuyim? So that's like, if he explicitly says, I'm not accepting this one of the 5 Inuyim, then it's Nachal. So if he's wearing shoes, he's clearly showing he's not going to cover himself the Inuyim. shinoi of Nilsa Sandal. Question is, on Yom Kippur, could a person be mekabel himself, let's say specifically, the inui of eating and not drinking? He can separate the other inui. I'm still going to wash my hands, but I'm not going to eat anymore. Let's see, he makes a shechil, that seems to be clear. But could he accept eating without drinking? Once he's saying, shi'is b'chal achila, maybe you can't spit it, or can you? So he brings a raya from halacha in today, on a fast day. Halacha on a fast day is a person goes to sleep at night, and he wakes up in the morning. If he didn't have a mind to eat, even though it's before the time that the fast starts, he's not allowed to eat. Because it's an assumption that he wasn't going to eat anymore once he went to sleep. He's going to wake up when the fast phase started. So it's like as if he accepted the fast upon himself. Says Rama, but that's only galbe achila. We say that it's normal to drink in the morning, drink throughout the night, and therefore sleeping is not an acceptance of Isra Shia, only as Achila. Says Zilberstein, Salachuadin, Ayyam Kippur. Even though we say Shia is Bechal Achila, specifically of Abraham Kippur, it's including it, but Lamaisa, an acceptance upon Achila will not be, it's not just all other fasts, even in Kippur as well, it won't be an acceptance other Achman Margaret saying that no. That's what I mean. That's generally. But over here, Lagab the Chavishinoyim, it was included, and therefore, it would be an acceptance. But we do see this other chalukim as well. We had in the Mishnah that the shear of achila is kesefes. The shear of shesia is malilugmav. So we see, even though we're saying shesia b'chal achila, it just means it's nichlal in that iser, but it's not exactly the same iser. We'll speak on more mitzvah tomorrow.